Jesus joy, a shouting ovation, a clapping ovation. Can we make welcome a vessel that God has prepared for a generation? The face of God to a generation. An apostolic voice teaching kingdom principles, transforming men and delivering them, bringing freedom and healing. Can we welcome Apostle Joshua Selman as he blesses us? My Father,
life will never remain the same. Can you shout hallelujah? It is true that God is able to change men. It is not difficult for God to lift men. He only needs a people who are prepared. Tonight is a miracle and impartation service. And that means that, number one, God wants to reveal himself as the one who heals, the one who lifts, the one who transforms. When I stepped into this place, I began to see so many angelic activities. So many angelic activities. It is true. Hallelujah. And impartation is very powerful because that is one of the ways that we are empowered. When he sends a word to Jacob, he intends for it to lighten upon Israel. Hallelujah. Let me just observe all protocol. May the Lord bless you. I was so humbled and touched when I saw Pastor just challenging people to stand by this work. One of my prayers for the body of Christ is that God will continue to give us an enlightened understanding about the power of partnership to be able to stand with and by a man of God without coercion, without manipulation. And I was humbled and even broken seeing him do this. Hallelujah. And for the parents, thank you so much, Daddy. Thank you so much, Mommy. Pastor Ike, thumbs up. May God bless you. Before the service is done, I'll be praying for you and your wife. Your life will never be the same. The Bible says they go from strength to strength, as many as appear before the Lord in Zion. Hallelujah. We're gathered here tonight. Some of you are men and women of God. Some of you are captains of industry. Some of you are individuals who just aspire to be used by God in a marvelous way. And some of you are following online from whatever nation, from whatever place. He brings us here to bless our lives. This is the place of encounter. Do to me what you want. This is the place of surrender. This is the place where my life is changed.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to just charge our hearts like we always do. But then I don't intend to keep us for longer than necessary. But there is a lot I sense that God is doing. I sense that there are many people, there has been a heightened spiritual preparation. There are people who have given intention to their preparation. And every time your faith rises to the heavens with expectation, the Bible says, the man who was at Gate Beautiful, that he looked at them expecting to receive. And he said, look on us. And he looked at them expecting to receive. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And that was the end of it. I want you to be prepared to wave everything tonight goodbye that is inconsistent with the word of the Lord concerning your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Years ago, like you have known, the Lord gave me an assurance during one of the encounters I had with him. And he said, from today I give you my presence as a gift. And I'm standing in that dense cloud of his presence and that atmosphere. Then I see this angel standing by me. And he says, this angel will walk with you. And I said, what is his name? And he said, he is the angel of the Lord's presence. And so all of the signs and the wonders that you see, they happen for various reasons. Number one, because Jesus is glorified. The protocol is that when you lift up the name of Jesus and you glorify him, in and through your life and in and through what you do, he is obliged by the character of his integrity to back you with his presence. But then furthermore, God can step into covenants with men. Not Old Testament, not New Testament. Personal covenants with men that become the portal for certain possibilities to find expression in their lives and then from their lives to the nations. Hallelujah. I just want you to pray one prayer with desperation, that the grace and the mantle and the dimension of the Spirit are located for you as far as this conference is concerned, that will set you in a place of dominion in experience, that may the Lord grant you access to it tonight. Lift your voice and pray. Pray. Go ahead and pray. Asaba, are you praying? East of the Niger, south. They looked unto him and their faces were lightened. We look to Yahweh. Our hope is Yahweh. We look to Yahweh. Forever. We are going to shout hallelujah 7 times. Hallelujah comes from 2 words, halal Yeshua. It means praise the one who saves. Halal Yeshua is a mystery that is meant to invoke salvation. Halal Yeshua. Hallelujah. 7 times prophetically, this is what the Lord is giving me as an instruction. Now, at the 7th shout, there are many, many kinds of impartation that will begin to happen to men. Please, I want you to bring them out 7 times. Remember the mystery of 7. It took 7 times around Jericho, then 7 times on the 7th day. It took 7 times for Naaman to dip himself in Jordan. Is someone ready to change his level? According to the word of the Lord, 7 times. I will prompt you and you will shout hallelujah. By the 7th time, there are some of you who have fasted and prayed. You have seen certain dimensions of grace and power. At that 7th shout, it's like the cloud of the wind of the Spirit that will carry you to another realm and another dimension. Please, whether you are an usher or not, at the 7th shout, I want you to bring the people here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you ready now? One. Two.
3. 4. My goodness, such grace. 5. 6. Get ready now. Are you ready now? At the 7th shout. 7. Bring them out. That grace. Paligadera kusia takapa. Please bring them. Enekaris kodela kusiata. Shifted by the hand of the mighty God into a new season. Into a new season. Be your blessing and honor and glory and power forever. Be your blessing and honor and glory and power forever. Be your blessing and honor and glory and power forever. To you all blessing and honor and glory and power forever. And it's forever. Forever. Fresh grace coming on someone's destiny. Someone is catching fire by the Spirit. Paraj konema de la katosiana. Bring them out. You will never be the same tonight. to. God is saying there are things that have tied your destiny. Everyone is going forward except you. You have done all you know to do, and it looks like there is an embargo. But I come tonight by the rod of the apostolic and the prophetic. Anyone here tied by any yoke, at the count of 3, may fire fall from heaven and consume everything holding you. 1, 2, take that fire. Take that fire. Take that fire. In the name of Jesus. I lose you and I release you. 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 There are a few of you here who have the call of God upon your life. You have been fasting, you have been praying. Some of you, God has been testing you with little opportunities in ministry. But there is an unction right now. It's time for you to begin to walk in the anointing of your destiny. I don't know where you are, scattered in this auditorium, but I call upon my God, who is your God, the anointer of men, Deborah, Joseph, Gideon. I sound a shofar, and in the name of Jesus, anyone with the call of God upon his life, may the grace that separates you, that consecrates you for that level of ministry, take that fire now. Let it come upon your destiny now. Please focus on what Jesus is doing tonight. This lady looking at me with her hands shaking. I'm seeing an angel pour something like oil on her head. And the Lord is saying he's going to shift this lady to a new dimension in the spirit. I stretch my hands right now. I don't know who she is. I don't know her name. But the Lord is saying he's separating you. And he will work wonders in Apakatakatosigata. There is a grace for prophetic prayer and intercession. In every region, there are men and women God is recruiting. Men who understand the art of the altar. They know how to hold on to the four horns of the altar until revival comes. I came here tonight to release that grace. Where are they, oh God, from the length and the breadth of this place? Women like Anna the prophetess, men like Simeon, the grace to travail. At the count of three, may that mantle find your destiny. 1, 2, 3. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. Oh, warrior in the spirit, arise. Arise in power. Please help them. Hallelujah. You will soon be seated. Just be patient with me. The Lord is doing a quick work in this place tonight. There are people who God wants to deliver from the spirit of fear. You have lived perpetually in fear. There are realms you would have stepped into. But everything God has told you, the fear of moving forward, the fear of what people will say, the fear of yesterday. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, in an atmosphere like this, I want you to know that Jesus is here more than a man of God. This is not a show. This is the Lord Jesus revealing himself in the midst of his people and calling them to deeper levels. Allow the Holy Spirit to do what he's doing. You don't have to be out here. Something is happening to you. There is a breaking of the flesh. There is a release even of the spirit. You will leave this place and see that things have changed in your life. Angela. Who is Angela? I'm hearing a name, Angela. And the Lord is saying, I should tell you, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. For the Lord is saying, I should tell you, behold, I do a new thing. And I pray, the past that is holding on to you and will not let you go, I break you free from it right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing me a woman, 7 years you've not had a child. Who is that? The Lord wants to change your life now. 7 years. 7 years. Is there a woman like that? There are cries of adoration. I see men from every nation lift their voice to make your glory known. Sing it, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Fruit of the womb. I saw 7 years. Who is that? These two women? Why are these ones here? Huh? Angela, I want to pray for you. The power of God is coming on two of you. Just stand where you are. I just saw light coming on two of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare for Angela, my God is shifting you to a new season. I'm seeing light coming. The power of God is coming. Abakato salibrahati gadiata. Shalam bregati barantus kiata. Let this be the beginning of a new season for you. In the name of Jesus and by the Spirit of the Christ, I declare that the limitations that you came for this meeting with, may they leave you like smoke before the wind. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands now. Even by the Spirit, I saw the power of God coming on two of you. May that anointing that makes for the next level of your destiny, may that grace be released upon you now. In the mighty and even the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, I declare this even by the Spirit of God. You will never be the same. By that anointing, one of you, that anointing that is coming on you is the grace for restoration. You have lost several things in your life, and the Lord is telling you that He is going to restore. The little one is also Angela. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the hand of God will rest upon you right now. In Jesus' name. 7 years you're trusting God. Who is Ifunaya? Ifunaya. I just heard the name Ifunaya. You'll be seated shortly. Ifunaya, is there someone like that?
What are you turning to wine? You open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. Yeah, none like you. What are you trying to say?
I'm seeing a gentleman. I thought it's a feminine. Masculine also. I see. Madam, shout Jesus. You. Shout as loud as you can. Out of her now. The name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare. Every spirit that is not of the Christ, it leaves never to return. In the name of Jesus Christ. My dear, look at me. You too. Shout Jesus. Let it never return to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen, when you see God walk like this, please listen, let me say this, hold on. You see, more than just showing that a man is powerful, if that is all you see, you have not seen well. You see clearly when you see Jesus lifted and glorified in and through the frailty of men. Are we together? This is what I want you to see. Beyond the manifestations of men, to see you high and lifted up, you are shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love, sweet, sweet, holy, holy, holy. We'll see you high and lifted up, you are shining. I stretch my hands and I pray for you. Everything that has not been planted by my God at work in your life and at work in your destiny, I come here tonight visiting this land and I decree and declare in the name of Jesus as revealed to me by the Spirit of the living God, let it come to an end now. There is someone, there's something growing among those in front here. There's something in your stomach that the devil has put is a growth. I see the healing power of Jesus touching it right now. There is a strong anointing coming on you right now. The Lord is bringing healing. I'm going to be praying for the sick shortly. But in the name of Jesus, that every tree that has not been, oh my God, Embrekidi shadaka tabraski di balaka tuziata kaprande katosha tiata lagretis giata. There is no hiding place in the name of Jesus, for the light shineth in darkness. The Bible says, and the darkness comprehended it not. I declare, let it be out of your body now. Let it be out of your system now. Out of your body now and out of your system now. And for all of you in front here that I called, I decree and declare, rise to a new dimension in the spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I know that there are many people here who may belong or desire this category I'm about to call. But there is a particular gentleman. There is a particular gentleman that God is calling into two dimensions. One is a strong prophetic teaching grace. And then the other is a very strong healing anointing. I know there are many people who do the impartation, but I'm submitted to the Spirit of the living God. There is a gentleman. He's going to shout under the anointing now in the congregation, not among those who are here. Please, let me have that gentleman. I want to speak over his life in obedience to the things that I see.
Jesus, I've got something more than gold, and I will tell it to my world. Jesus is more than gold.
have is Jesus. I've got something more than gold. I'll tell it to my world.
Hallelujah. One of the things that I was very impressed with when I stepped in here was Pastor Ike giving visibility to one of our lovely daughters here, the lady who ministered. Now, you see, one of the things you have to learn in leadership is that a good leader does not just maintain followers. You must be able to raise and train people and give them visibility. Some of them will downplay your relevance. Don't worry. Already designed in the law is a system of honor that will not bend. Hallelujah. Now, so that lady, what's her name? Huh? Peace. May God bless you. Come, you're going to sing a song for me here. Anansi, hallelujah. Anansi, hallelujah. Come on, South. I want to take authority over that spirit before I pray for the sick. Delay. Whole families tied under the yoke of this wicked spirit. There are men and women of God, very gracious, loving, love Jesus with all their hearts. But this delay, I want to rebuke that spirit now. Are you ready now? From the front to the back, delay. Alongside every spirit that does not name the name of Christ. At the count of three, I want you to shout that name, Jesus. And hear me, believers. If God be God, with that shout, Tehillah, that comes the end of Jericho as a limitation over your life. Are you ready now? I decree and declare, by the power of the prophetic and in the name of Jesus, that anyone here who is a victim of delay, that includes every family, every business, every ministry. For as long as that delay is in your life, it must answer to the power of the blood. At the count of three, shout Jesus. Are you ready now? One,
two, three, shout Jesus. I command delay. Go now. I release you. Everyone, help this woman who is a victim of delay. Every family, every ministry, every destiny. Asaba, hear the word of the Lord. Delay is broken. Over your life, go forward. I prophesy to you, advance in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to you, go forward in ministry, go forward in finances, go forward in destiny. Do not think you're wasting your time tonight. You will marvel and wonder at the testimonies that begin to happen to you. Now hear me, please. I'm beginning to sense a very strong manifestation of the healing anointing. And I know that the Lord wants to heal. I told you yesterday, every appearance of sickness is death attempting your body. Death attempting is an administration. Sickness is within the office of death, because the final journey of sickness is that it causes a deterioration to your body to an extent that your spirit can no longer stay in your body. Are we together? I want to pray for you now. For all those in the front here, I want to speak over their lives and then they can go back to their seats so that I pray for the sick. Jesus again will be glorified in Asaba. For all those who are in front, I decree and declare, the Lord brought you here by His Spirit and by the power that raised Christ from the dead. If there be any spirit that is not consistent with the Spirit of the Christ in and through your life, I declare, be delivered now. But then, for whatever call God brought you out here, I declare, you become a partaker of that grace. You will go back and your life will be a visible expression of this grace that you have carried. Let it be so in the name of Jesus. Please return to your seat. I want to pray for the sick now. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Amen. This King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. More than just the celebration of the healing power of Jesus, I believe that in every region, and that includes your region, that there are men and women that the Spirit of grace seeks to bring into the reality of the healing ministry. I can tell you this, that our generation has not really seen the healing ministry in its full strength. Here and there, there are people who operate in the gifts, people get healed, but you need to be a good student of Scripture and of modern history to see the spectacular manifestation of the healing ministry as an office. And I believe that before Jesus returns to the earth, there will be a very definite restoration of that mantle.
that men and women, listen carefully, will begin to carry the abakas, this mantle of healing. Mantle of healing. There are nations that need to be healed, not just bodies. There are people that need to be healed. There are families that need to be healed. But for now, I want to pray for the sick. I believe in a miracle ministry. I am a miracle myself. I know what it means to be sick and oppressed. And I know what it means to see the power that is in the name of Jesus come to heal, come to deliver. And so right now, wherever you are, scattered within this auditorium and following online across the nations of the earth, many of you have been afflicted and plagued by all kinds of things. Many of you are holding death sentences in your hands and in your body. I'd like to agree with you right now. Wherefore God has so highly exalted him, the Bible declares, and given him an office in a name. And that at the mention or at the name of Jesus, that every knee will bow of things in heaven, of things in the earth, and of things under the earth. And that every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. So you believe in the healing ministry of Jesus. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. Two people will shout under the anointing. Immediately that happens, the second person will shout. Now afterwards, the healing power of Jesus will begin to flow. Let's pray now. In the name of Jesus Christ, please shout aloud, Amen, Asaba. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare that every spirit that is at the back of any infirmity in your body, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, we command that spirit to leave now. We command that spirit to leave now. Therefore, I decree and declare, be healed in Jesus' name. I bring life to your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Every blood disease here represented, be healed in the name of Jesus. Eye conditions, be healed in the name of Jesus. The Lord is healing someone in your right ear. In the name of Jesus, I command whether total deafness or partial deafness, let that ear be unstopped and open now. Bone conditions, whether you're here on crutches, a wheelchair, or having all and any kind of bone condition, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I declare strength to your limbs now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. There's someone you've had this for a very long time. Very pounding headache. Looks like my God embarrassed you. Those very close to you have even encouraged you to do something. You've done all you know to do. I think it's like you've even seen a dentist to just look at everything and find out what is going there. There's a pungent smell that just comes out of your mouth. You've done your best. You've brushed. You've done everything. And it looks like it's not going. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for you. The power of the Holy Spirit is touching you right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing someone, you have, I think, a sister or a relative in the United Kingdom. That person is very sick right now in UK, very, very sick. And if we do not pray, I see that that person may not make it. But in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, the author of life himself, we knock on the door of life for their sake. By reason of this conference, may the Lord preserve them, even those who are appointed unto death, in the name of Jesus. Now, whether I mention your case or not, in the name of Jesus Christ, back pain, like severe back pain around the lumbar area here, the power of God is touching someone in Jesus' name. The Lord is also showing me someone, your hands begin to shake. This is not shaking under the anointing. Your hands just begin to shake like someone who has Parkinson's. You're a young person. but your hand begins to shake and it looks like shock in your body. You know how sometimes you lie down on one side of your body and when you wake up you have to stretch for blood to flow. There's someone like that. You don't have to lie down, but you feel that shock, that pain. The power of God is touching you right now. There is a gentleman here, your uncle is suffering from prostate cancer. In the name that is above all names, wherever he is, let the power of God, right from this auditorium, through the airwaves, may it touch your uncle wherever he is. In the name of Jesus. Now, whether I mention your case or not, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, I decree and declare, be healed right now. Some of you, whilst you fell under the anointing and you came out, God was doing something marvelous in your life. Now, in the name of Jesus, I want you to check yourself. Let us bring glory to the name of the Lord very quickly before we get into the prayer and the anointing. You are here and you see that the power of God has touched you before, during, and after this prayer. Very quickly and very boldly, I want you to leave your seat as we clap for them. Make your way to any of the people in front here. People are coming. Are you celebrating what Jesus is doing? Don't be afraid. Celebrate them as they come. Check yourself. The moment you find out that a miracle has happened, please come quickly. Lord, you reign and you rule over all. Let's celebrate them as they come, my God. Unto you we ascribe all the praise. Lord, you reign. To you, we ascribe all the praise. Very simple song. It says, Lion of Judah reigns. Lion of Judah reigns. Lion of Judah reigns. Lion of Judah reigns. Let's sing one time. Lion of Judah. We can have one or two testimonies. Now, whilst this is happening, everyone, please bring out your prayer request right now. Right about now, please bring out your prayer request. And here's what I want you to do for me. Whilst we're taking a few testimonies, please, pastors, just attend. Let's take a few notable ones, and then we'll do a general prayer for sake of time. Now, here's what I want you to do. Please, everyone, lift your prayer request. There should be an officer or someone by your side. Now, please hand over the prayer request to the last person by the aisle. Let's do it from maybe my right to my left or whichever direction. Nobody's reading your prayer request. Just hand it over to whoever is at the side so that the ushers, please walk around very quickly. Walk around very quickly and collect the prayer requests. Everyone, please, quickly. You don't need an envelope. Just write it on a piece of paper and you submit it. And if you are yet to write one, you have a minute or two to write very quickly. Or perhaps you wrote a few requests, but there were still some more that you wanted to write. Now is your chance. Release your faith. Because in the name of Jesus, everything written there will come for you as a testimony. Are we together? Are we ready to take a few testimonies? Go ahead, very quickly.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, quickly.
Apostle, sir, this is Ogbonnaya. It was the case you mentioned about short-sightedness.
Short-sightedness.
Yes, it was the screen were very blurry, but as of now, he can see very well.
How long has this been, my friend?
Over 4 years.
Yes, and right now you can see clearly.
Very clearly.
Come on, Asaba, you giving Jesus praise. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands and I declare your healing remains permanent. In the name of Jesus. Yes, please, very quickly.
Apostle, this is very notable. When you were ministry, you mentioned somebody who had a problem with the ear.
Yes.
So this lady came up and said, for some time now, her ear has been blocked. She intended to go to the hospital tomorrow to go and flush the ear. But while you mentioned her case, she felt a
my goodness
sensation on her ear, and now she can't.
And right now, it's open. How long has this been, my dear? Do you know?
I had it last year.
Okay.
I went to hospital, it went. Then came back
and then it came back now.
Yes.
And right now it's open.
Yes, sir.
May everything that has been closed, that should not be closed over your destiny, the same God that opened the ears of this our dear sister, may he open everything that needs to be opened. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you, my dear. It never returns to you again in Jesus' name. Very quickly. Yes, please.
So this is Jeremiah. He was the one you mentioned about Parkinson's disease while you were praying.
Parkinson's.
Yes, sir.
And you're a young man. What happened to you?
I had an attack about 2011.
Okay.
Yes, I was just in the room 31st night, and it was like, I have my more like a...
Okay, like stroke.
Yes.
And then from that time,
yes,
your hand,
yes,
and right now,
gone
completely. In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you again. Let's take some from here. Yes. Someone help her with the mic, please. Is it working? Or you want to use my own mic? Technical people? Yes. Help us with the mic. Yes, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. She said for 17 years she has had a problem with retaining urine, but in the course of the
17 years. Retaining urine.
Yes.
What does that mean?
She cannot hold urine for any length of time.
Oh,
she
dear.
Rush out because of
now,
the
you look at this kind of embarrassment to a precious daughter of Abraham like this. Did you know what it means to not be able to retain urine? It means you can be embarrassed as a woman. Now, put yourself in the shoe of this lady as a woman. But the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And right now, what happened to her?
She's fine, said in course of the program, she has not had cause to urinate at all.
Wow. In the name of Jesus, my dear, by the power of the Holy Spirit, this embarrassment, this reproach, leaves you now and leaves you forever. In Jesus' name. Let's bless the Lord for her. Yes, please, very quickly.
She said she had problem with focus, and in the course of the prayers, she felt that something left her ear and an arrow left her back.
Oh. With focus?
Yes.
Distraction is a wicked spirit. The Bible says if your eye be single, then your body will be full of light. The moment you are double-minded, the Bible says of such a man, let that man not think that he will receive anything from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, stability to your life, stability to your mind, stability to your focus. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, please, go ahead.
This lady says she had back pain, severe back pain before now, but in the course of the prayer, the back pain has disappeared.
For how long, my dear? How long has this been?
For a month now, sir.
Complete. No pain again. Check yourself. Any pain? Any pain? Turn around. Left, right. Any pain? Are you celebrating Jesus, Asaba? In Jesus' name, back pain never returns to you again. Amen. Yes, please. Go ahead. Are you ready? Oh, the mic. Please help us technical. Do we have, or do you need to take my own mic?
Praise the Lord.
Okay, yes.
He said he has been having ulcer and partial blindness, but in the course of the prayer, the partial blindness...
Partial blindness. Oh dear, look at him. What's your name?
Israel.
Israel.
Yes.
The one with the promise and the covenant. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Partial blindness and what else?
Ulcer.
Ulcer. You're too young for ulcer. I rebuke this in the name of Jesus. I declare that they both leave you and grant you access to liberty and peace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Do we have someone helping them with a mic here? Oh dear. Technical, can you help us with one more mic? Please, so that we can make this fast. Okay, let's just take a few.
Yes, sir, Apostle, this young man said he was very sick from yesterday that prevented him from coming for the program. But the course of the program, God healed him.
Okay, completely. How long? What was wrong with you?
I don't know. It was after some school activities.
Okay, you just began to feel
yes,
sick.
Sir.
In the name of Jesus, perfection comes for you and remains with you in Jesus' name. Let's celebrate Jesus. Yes, please, quickly.
Okay, Emeka, sir. He said he was having severe back pain, but during the course of the program, God healed him.
In the name of Jesus, perfection for back pain. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, please.
Sir, you mentioned a case where you were ministering. Somebody wasn't able to flex her fingers.
Yes.
So this lady said she was unable to flex her fingers. But after that pronouncement,
go ahead.
She could flex
go
those
ahead
fingers
and let's
now.
See.
She
my God.
Flex those fingers now.
Completely.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, this miracle is true for you. It remains with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, please.
This lady said she came in here with a severe pain by the side of her ribs. And I remember you mentioned the case of somebody who had severe pain on the
yes.
side of her ribs.
Is that pregnancy?
Yes, sir.
Are you pregnant? Give her the mic.
I'm not pregnant, sir.
Oh, my God. What is that? Have you gone to the hospital?
Yes, sir. They couldn't detect anything.
Are you seeing this? Please don't be embarrassed. Come. Look at this. This is a woman that it almost looks like she's 9 months pregnant. I think one time in Abuja, we prayed over a woman who had been pregnant for 2 years. Some of you were there. 2 years. You are not pregnant.
For 16 years, sir.
For 16 years.
3 years.
Madam, look at me. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. What is this? Have you gone to the hospital? Don't cry. What did the doctor say?
He said it's arthritis.
Arthritis? Massive water.
But they couldn't flush it out.
They couldn't flush it out.
I've been in FMC for more than 1 year. Going there every day.
You've done what?
They couldn't trace anything. She has been in the hospital for more than 1 year.
Oh my God.
Going and coming out.
If this was the only reason why we held the miracle service tonight, I can't begin to put myself. Oh dear. This woman looks 9 months pregnant. Am I right on that? I thought she was pregnant. I wanted to bless the baby and say safe delivery. And now the devil, this is supposed to be like, so she goes for draining and it comes back, goes for draining. You know what it means to live your life like that? You see, sometimes when people see that we do these kinds of things, most times people think we're just wasting time. But you need to put yourself in the shoes of people who are at the back end of these miracles. Look at this dear woman now. Reminds me of the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says she had spent all her earnings. She was not a lazy woman. She was just confronted with a situation. And many of you, God is showing you this. And He's using this situation to plant a burden in you. That you must continue to grow in this grace. Because you cannot wait for a conference like this, for people like this to be touched. What if this woman had died before this conference? Madam, do you believe in miracles? Place your hand on your stomach. I want to pray for you. Father, in the presence of your people here in Asaba, the spirit that is back of this, look what is happening to her. Are you looking at her hands? If you've never seen a miracle, watch one. In the name of Jesus, look at this. I command now the spirit that is back of this. Out now. Out. The name of Jesus. Let her go. Release her destiny. In the name of Jesus. Let this woman have the opportunity to live a normal life and to serve the purposes of the kingdom. And we not only pray healing, we pray restoration for every one naira and every $1 that she spent in the hospital. So shall it be that you will stand someday upon this hallowed altar and you will give God thanks because there will be no retention of water whatsoever. In Jesus' name I pray. Let's give Jesus praise for her. Yes, please. Very quickly.
Apostle,
when we have, let me know when we are done. Please still wave your prayer requests. We are doing that very quickly. How many of you are yet to submit? Ushers, are you doing that? Please, let's have it in front very quickly, please. Protocol, Victor, help them. Let's work this. If there are still people, please very quickly wave it if they are yet to submit yours so that the ushers will have it. Ushers, when you have it, let's collate it and have it in front here very, very, very quickly. We have to be fast. Yes, please.
Apostle, sir, this is good news.
Good news.
He's had toothache for over 10 years.
10 years? What happened to you?
I don't know where it came from.
Okay.
Just started like
just
that.
Discomfort now. And now?
Just disappeared.
Completely. It's gone. In the name of Jesus Christ, healing and perfection for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, do you have a mic there? Okay, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. This young man has had migraine headache for over 4 years, and in the course of the prayer, the migraine disappeared.
Migraine gone. It goes forever in the name of Jesus. Yes, please.
The lady behind is the one with the word when you said that there's somebody that cannot hold her hands. She can do that perfectly now.
Right
she
now. Go ahead.
Problem with her eyes,
Jesus.
And that is also healed in the
her
name
eyes.
Of Jesus. Yes.
Marvelous. in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, my dear. Never return to you again. Yes, please.
This woman says she has always had problem with her voice box, that she cannot sing, she cannot raise
her voice box.
Yes.
How long, my dear?
Since 2019 December, after I did my first album launching.
Your voice went?
Yes, sir.
Oh dear.
I couldn't sing more than 5 minutes, it will just go off.
Sing something, let the devil hear you sing.
Hallelujah. You are the power that raised Jesus from the dead. You are the power that gave sight to the blind to see. You are the power that gave legs to the crippled to walk. You are so great.
Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise. My dear, not only has God restored your voice box, we anoint you. Go back and continue from where you stopped. May the nations hear the sounds of your worship in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please, very quickly. Go ahead. Okay.
Yes, Apostle. This man here said he's not been able to, he doesn't swallow, he speaks. Anytime he does that.
You can't swallow?
Yes, he feels a lot of pain around this place, and I was asking if it was something like other pains around
here.
He said no name was given after he visited hospitals and all that. But
once you swallow, you have severe pain.
Yes,
and right now.
And the only moving up and down.
And right now.
Yes, sir. But after the prayer, I believe that the hand of God is upon me. I see the hand of God touching me.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare perfection for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please. Very quickly.
This young man here says he has been suffering from severe ulcer. He was trying to call Cornelia Line to meet up with you. But he said he went for endoscopy one of the time and he had a dream. And in the dream, you asked him to come. So he began to look for your schedules to know which of the program you'll be in.
Oh,
he said
dear.
He just came in from Oka for this program. While he came with the
You're
pain.
Just coming in from Oka. Oh my God.
He came with the pain so heavy. But as you began ministering, he couldn't find
and
the
right
pain.
And right now, check yourself. You see what the faith of the Son of God does. He comes all the way from Oka with faith in his heart. And now he's gone. Listen, may the Lord bless you. Not only would you receive this miracle, I pray that the favor of God will speak over your life. In the name of Jesus. For sake of time, let's see how we can just take 3 or 4. And then very quickly, I'll bless all of the people so we can go to pray for this. Because the anointing, we want to do that fast. And I want everybody to be part of it, including children. Please, whilst the anointing comes on you, make sure even your child, your baby, sleeping or awake, let them partake of this. Hallelujah. Let's see how we can put a structure so that I'm not sure these bowls will be enough. I don't know how we'll do it. If the bowls are not enough, we'll just use a bottle of oil. So let's work on this so that we'll make it really very fast. We can just have people stand so that you're not coming out. There are so many people and we have to cover all within a very short time. Yes, please.
Apostle, sir, this is Joshua. He's been having pain around his lungs. Even as a medical practitioner, that has defiled all kind of sides.
He's a medical practitioner?
Yes, the doctor.
Oh, so he knows what he's saying. Doctor, blessings to you. See.
So while the prayers were on, he said he keyed into it.
Complete healing right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare perfection for you. You will go and practice your profession with excellence. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The sister says she has had severe chest pain since 2011, and at the cause of the prayers, the chest pain disappeared.
Chest pain gone. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare perfection for you in Jesus' name. Let's celebrate Jesus. Are you tired of celebrating what God is doing? Yes, please.
This lady said she had 3 different accidents. When was that?
She had an accident.
3 different accidents last year, which left her with severe back pain. But in the course of the prayer, the back pain has totally disappeared.
Please check. Check, my dear. Any pain? Severe accidents. In Jesus' name, that plague is over from your life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Yes, please.
This young man said he had severe chest pain, but during the course of the prayers also, that has also disappeared.
Completely gone. In the name of Jesus, walk in your liberty with joy. In Jesus' name. Yes, please.
This young man said he had pain in the ribs also. And right now,
completely is gone.
by the power of the Holy Spirit, never to return to you again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So let's take two or three here and then I'll just do a general prayer. Hallelujah. I'm sure that most of them would want to testify, but please do me the favor to understand that we're working with time. Yes, please go ahead.
His case was mentioned. You mentioned somebody who had a pain on this side of his ribs that couldn't lie.
Yes.
That lies on a particular side. So he said he had that condition.
And right now?
He's gone. Before now, he said he saw you in the revelation where you prayed for him. So he had to travel all the way from Benin to attend this program. And as you mentioned the case, everything disappeared.
I've got the message from the Lord. Hallelujah. A message unto you I bring. Tis recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It's only that you look and leave. Look and leave, my brother, leave. Look to Jesus Christ and leave. I've got the message from the Lord. Hallelujah. It's only that you look and leave. In Jesus' name, I declare the Lord preserves you, my friend. You will go back into a realm of favor. In Jesus' name, I pray. Yes, please.
This young lady says she came in here tonight with a very severe pain. She couldn't do anything. She couldn't sit well. She couldn't stand well. But after the prayer, she noticed that the severe pain had disappeared.
Completely gone.
She could bend down now. She even bent down.
Praise the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare perfection for you, my dear. By the power that raised Christ from the dead. In Jesus' name. Yes, please.
She said she woke up yesterday morning and she began to feel a very severe pain underneath her breast region. Said the pain was so much and so heavy. When she came in tonight, she couldn't do so much because of the pain. But while you began to mean is that she felt a heat sensation and everything
disappeared. That's right. And it's gone now completely. In the name of Jesus. Now, for sake of time, I want you to stretch your hands to all these people who have been healed. From the left and the right, speak over their lives. We're declaring perfection as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is someone praying? Some of you, whilst you are praying, you are sowing a seed for this kind of experience in your own ministry. Go ahead and declare. In the name of Jesus, we choose to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We declare perfection in the name of Jesus Christ. Perfection in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you. Let's give them a great God bless you. You can always feel free to testify in your local assemblies. Please do feel free to share your testimonies. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you are ready to receive testimonies? Please rise up on your feet if you can. I want you to stretch your hands here. Praying upon the altar, there's no religiosity or ritual around it. This is an expression of your faith. The Bible says, unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. I love to pray over requests like this because your prayer request is the most accurate expression of your desire. And the Bible says in Mark 11 and verse 24, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that thou receivest it and thou shalt have it. So it's an act of faith. You have written this. Please let's have some more if you are still yet to submit yours. And those who are following from across the globe, whether or not you are able to submit your prayer request online, stretch your hands as an expression of your faith as we pray. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Oh, our Father, hear us from heaven. Forgive our sins, we pray. One more time. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Our Father, the Bible declares, this is the confidence that we have in him, that when we ask anything that is in accordance to His will, He heareth us. Stretch your hands in one moment and I want you to begin to prophesy that these Egyptians I see today, I will see them no more forever. Go ahead. I'm going to be kneeling down. You can stand and pray. I bow my knees and I will pray. There is the covenant of answered prayer. Go ahead and pray. Pray in 1 minute. Are you declaring even by the Spirit of the living God? Shabrendegete balakatuska di brandiga lakasuzia bahashia. Shabrendege baruza ziegeteba. Unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. In the name that is above all names, we decree, we prophesy, we declare. Someone is praying. You're asking the Lord to bring miracles, answers. Shabrandege bakatuska di brandege di katala basidia. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. And they said among the hidden, the Lord had done great things for us. He says the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. And then he says, turn again the captivity of Zion like the streams of the Negev. Someone is praying. Embreteke paratusko to prendeke dekete balakata. Shapreske, shapreske. Sheneskanda labakata prendeke de balakatosa ziete. Arise, O God, in majesty. Arise, O God, in your power. Go ahead and pray.
You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending broken hearts. I worship you. I worship you. Way make miracle walk, promise me by the darkness, my God, that is. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, bowing my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that every request written here that has mocked the name of the Lord over your life, your family, and your destiny, in the name of Jesus, may that request be turned into your testimony now. May that request be turned to your testimony now. Hear me. Every human agent that must be in partnership with the Holy Spirit to make for answers to this prayer, we compel them to partner with the Holy Spirit now. And any man who says over his dead body, for these prayers to be answered, may God answer their prayers. In the name of Jesus, Asaba, I prophesy to you that these Egyptians you see today, in the name of Jesus Christ, Egyptians of delay, Egyptians of joblessness, Egyptians of pain and shame and disgrace and embarrassment, you will see them no more forever. In the name of Jesus, some of you have written impossible things here that only God can answer. In the name that is above all names, may the Lord not only answer you, may He answer you speedily. And every spirit that is behind the pain written here, every spirit that is behind the shame written here, in the name that is above all names, I decree and declare that that spirit loses its hold over your life, loses its hold over your ministry, loses its hold over your family, loses its hold over your Christian experience, over your business in the name of Jesus. And prophetically, I stand upon this prayer request and I decree and declare, the same way I'm standing upon it, everything that has risen above your head, I bring it down to your feet now. In the name of Jesus Christ. You have taken all my pain. You've taken all my shame. You have taken all limitations. You've taken all disappointments. You have made them yours. The highest praise to the King. I give you worship, worship. The highest praise to the King. I give you worship, worship. The highest praise to the King. You have taken all my tears. You have taken all my pain. You have taken all my shame. Patient. Now listen, please, everyone. Just listen to this instruction. We have two more things and we're done. Thank you for your patience. This is a very prophetic moment that we're stepping into now. Please do not be distracted. Be very discerning. Elijah told Elisha, if you can see me, he was already looking at him. Some of you, you have seen this thing in your dreams and your visions. You've seen expressions of this thing. Now God is giving you a chance to partake of grace that will change your life and will shift you into another man. Now here's what we're going to do. For the sake of time, listen carefully. You don't have to pour. I know some of you came with bottles of oil. Don't worry. I'll pray and speak over it for you. But for now, I don't know. I hope this oil will work. All I want you to do. Okay, now I'm told that there is a limitation here, and for the sake of time, that here's what will happen. I will pray and speak over your life, but then there will be people, since all of us have only about 3 or 4 doors, what will happen is when I am done praying, okay, and we wrap up everything, there will be someone standing at the doors with the oil. Is that fine? So that whilst you are going out, you just touch just on your head and your hand. Your head is symbol of your glory. Your hand is symbol of your productivity. And then you walk out. Will that be fine? It will help us conserve time. But in the name of Jesus, I bless these oils and I decree and declare that they no longer be ordinary oils. If you have a bottle of oil or you came with a point of contact, lift it up now. I want to speak over it prophetically. In the name that is above all names, I lay my hands upon this oil as a prophetic point of contact to whatever it is that you are lifting. Whether your documents, whether some point of contact, in the name of Jesus, it becomes an instrument of fire from today. Believe it. In the name that is above all names, I decree and I prophesy over your life. That bottle of oil you are holding, in the name of Jesus, empowered by the word of God and by the Spirit of God, let it be used as an instrument to work wonders in your life. From tonight, it becomes a mantle in your hand, wherewith you will wrought signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to make declarations over your life and I want you to receive it. Every door that has been closed over your destiny, right now I decree and declare, Asaba, you have received me as touching the grace that God has given. Therefore, in Jesus' name, every closed door be opened now in the name of Jesus. Hear me. Whatever has left your life that should not have gone, relationships, help them please. My goodness. You don't have to bring them out. Just help them. Everything that has left your life that should not have left. The Bible says they are taken for a prey and none say yet restore. I decree and I prophesy by the hand of God. Between now and December 31st, I speak to you in Jesus' name. Let there be strange and speedy restoration. Strange and speedy restoration. in the name of Jesus Christ. There are some of you here, the Lord spoke to you from January and said he's sending people into your life to hold your hands and lift you. But this is November. You have not seen anyone show up. Let me prophesy to you. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the north of Asaba. I speak to the south, the east, and the west. I blow a shofar like Gideon. And everybody who must show up to hold your hand and help you, wherever they are, I command them to appear in your destiny now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. For many of you who have been receiving this proverb, Ichabod, that the glory has departed from your life. For those of you who it looks like your yesterday is better than your today. You only have memories of what God did yesterday. You don't seem to have memories of what God is doing now. Right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, may you begin to sing a new song after this conference. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm still praying for you. Jeremiah 51. Please give it to us from verse 50. We're discussing dominion. It says, thou art my battle axe. Do we still have me here? And my weapons of war. Thou art my battle axe. And that you are also my weapons of war. Please, when you go back home, read it. Isaiah, okay, we have it here. Jeremiah 51. Did I get that right? Verse 20, not 50. 51, verse 20. We're reading the first three verses. Thou art my battle axe and my weapon of war. Say amen. It says, with thee I will break in pieces the nations. With thee I will destroy kingdoms. With thee I will break in pieces the horse and his rider. I will break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee I will break in pieces man and woman, young and old. With thee I will break in pieces your young man and the maid. I will break in pieces the shepherd and his flock. I will break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. I will break in pieces captains and rulers. That means everything God wants to do, you are that battle axe. Therefore, from tonight, the grace and the unction required for you to begin to walk in this level of dominion, may it land upon your destiny now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19. Very quickly. Behold, Asaba, I give you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And over how many? How many? All the powers of the enemy. And it leaves you with an assurance that nothing shall by any means hurt you. Whether the means of the air, whether the means of the sea, whether the means of the earth, whether the means of land. Therefore I declare, from tonight, manifest dominion over principalities and powers. Dominion over curses. Dominion over yokes. Dominion over enchantments. You rise above them all. In the name of Jesus. Everything connected to your lineage, connected to bloodline, connected to ancestry, connected to the ill speakings of men, by reason of this dominion mandate upon you, in the name of Jesus, number one, be free from their influence. Hear me. From this conference, I release you as that deliverer that Mama has been praying for. I release you as that deliverer that your father has been praying for. I release you as the answer to the prayers that the people in your region have been saying, Lord, will you not raise someone for us? Become the answer to their prayers in the name of Jesus. Help them, please. Help them, help them, help them. Master, we have toiled all night. There are some of you who have toiled and toiled ministry is not working, business is not working, family is not working, in the name of Jesus, I place an anointing on your destiny tonight. Everything that has refused to work in your life, go back now and see it working. The Bible says, and I will give you a wisdom and a mouthpiece that your enemy will not be able to gainsay nor resist. The kind of wisdom that will elevate you and place you in a position of influence, even for the sake of the kingdom. I release that wisdom upon you now. Hear me? Anyone here who is trusting God for a job, you came here and you are saying, Apostle, I have been waiting for so long. I have applied for jobs. I'm not irresponsible. I agree with you. Between now and the next 3 months, in the name of Jesus, the name that is above all names, may the Lord give you an honorable job. And all those who are in business here, lift your hands. I prophesy and I declare over you, whatever it is that is making you have losses, making you go down. You love the Lord, but it looks like doors are not opening. I speak to the doors of your business. Ephata, open Gita and Tita in the name of Jesus Christ. And to deliver them who have been appointed unto death. Please hear me. If there is anyone here that your name has been written in the realm of the spirit, that you are not crossing over into 2022, whether for you or your family members, whoever digs any pit for you, may that person fall into it. Every power that wants to cut short your life, whether through accident, through a plane crash, through terrorism, through whatever means, in the name that is above all names, you are escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for everyone here who is in ministry. You are a co-laborer in the gospel. You are whether an intercessory ministry, an evangelical ministry, a prayer ministry, an apostolic ministry, you are running a church-based ministry, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, fresh fire upon your altar. Fresh abakatoskedebakata. Fresh fire upon your altar. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. For many of you today, tomorrow is Sunday. As you mount your altar, fire from that altar. In the name of Jesus Christ. Asaba, hear me. Anyone who has mocked God in your life and have said you are a Christian without proofs, that there is nothing in your life that brings glory to the name of the Lord, this night, by prophecy, we change that narrative over your life. Hallelujah. And for all those who are part of the in-gathering family, in the name that is above all names, let me have Pastor Ike and his wife, let me anoint and bless you one more time. Hallelujah. For the entire in-gathering family, I decree and I declare over your lives, everything that is alive grows. Therefore, I speak to you. Go from glory to glory to glory in the name of Jesus. And every other ministry here represented, you see, because we are sent to the body of Christ. The days of local champion Christianity, the days of celebrity Christianity is over. God is working with his body. More than our individual progress, we must focus on what God is doing with the larger body. So by extension, I pray for everyone who names the name of Christ bearing the light of the gospel within this city. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, may the Lord strengthen your hand. May the Lord strengthen that which he has put under your care. Hear me? I want you to love the Lord if you're a minister of the gospel, no matter how small or no matter how great. Be inspired, be challenged, but do not let anyone despise what God is doing through you. Don't put yourself under any pressure for competition. Within the level of the grace allocated and within the dimensions of your faithfulness, serve God in truth. When you see results, don't despise it. honor it sincerely, but not to the detriment of your own grace, because you are also anointed. It is when we stand before God, we will know those who are at the cutting edge of what He sent them to do. And for us that God has shown mercy and has helped, whether with anointing or influence, we must be wise and loving enough to extend our hands to everybody. Are we together now? Whether it is a church with 2 people, whether it's a prayer group with 10 people, or a ministry with thousands, together we are a united family, lifting up the banner of the name of Jesus. So all this petty jealousy, competition, backbiting, he says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I understood like a child, I acted like a child. But now that I'm a man, he said, I lay aside these childish things. There remained these 3, the Bible says, faith that moves mountains, hope that makes not ashamed, and love. He says, but the greatest of them is love. The zenith of your transformation is not knowledge, it is love. Never use anything God has given you, whether power and influence, whether prophetic grace, the gifts of the Spirit, or intelligence and access to the Spirit of revelation, understanding into Scripture. Do not allow any investment of the Spirit in your life to be a basis for pride and mockery. Are we together now? I'm saying this because many of you look up to our lives, and it's important when you are learning, you learn well. Don't learn pride. Don't learn pride whatsoever. Honor people. It does not take away the grace that God has given you. And many of us who see greatness and ignore it, it's not a wise choice you are making. When people are deserving through their sacrifices of alignment, they deserve the grace that should be accorded. Priesthood has an honor that is demanded for. Are we together now? And within the boundary of Scripture, accord the honor to those that rule well accordingly. Don't see Pastor Ike and his wife and demean them and say, oh, they are not doing anything, it's just luck. No. The spirit of sarcasm, the spirit of hatred, the spirit of backbiting, competition, the Bible says they comparing themselves with themselves are not wise. It is God's desire that we mature as a people and wean ourselves from some of these activities of the flesh. Most times we weave it into our Christian experience and we make it look like it's the Holy Ghost that is making us behave that way. No. No. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. Not when you preach well, not when you prophesy well. There are times that men of God try to reach me, and sometimes when they come, you see the extent of intimidation. It's as if they are standing before Jesus Christ. And I tell them, listen, my dear ones, you see me like this, I am a product of God's mercy and grace. You see that now? It's when we stand before God, when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, you would think some of us will be the ones to lead the way. You will be surprised to see those who will be in front. One quiet intercessor who is not on TV, who are not the Joshua Selmans, they are the ones who are deeply doing great things with God. You must sustain that humility. Do not abuse the loyalty and the confidence that people have towards you as a man of God. Do not use ministry as an occasion to bully, manipulate, and oppress people. Do ministry with integrity and truthfulness. And do not be ashamed to allow your humanity to find expression. You are a man. You are just of God. You get hungry. You get sad. If you do something wrong, apologize. If you do something wrong, right, glorify Jesus. Are we together now? If you are tired, sleep. If you are hungry, eat. You are a man. You are just a man of God. Are we together? It's important that when we come into a land like this, we caution people, because here and there we have different shades of models. And sometimes, respectfully speaking, some of us swallow everything hook, line, and sinker. And we are becoming something that is not an accurate portrait of what God wants us to be. All of this flesh, all of this pride, all of this jealousy, throw it aside and face the call of God upon your life. If God gives you 10 members in your entire lifetime, serve them with all your heart and love them with everything you have. Don't manipulate people for money. No. It is better to serve them sincerely and make a call and say there is a cause that is worthy. When people see you a man of integrity, they will stand by you and support you. Are we together? Men of God, let me encourage you as a final word.
Be apt in teaching the truth. Do not be lazy. Sit down and study scripture. Don't be looking for ministerial doors. Sit down where God called you and serve him in sincerity. Don't be carried away that just because God has granted some of us the privilege to be everywhere, you see all of us everywhere from one meeting. It is not the proof of success in ministry. It is only the privilege that God has granted. I'm saying this. Thank God I'm the one saying it. You have to learn it. So that you do not use these mundane parameters to measure success in ministry. Some of you started doing well until you started looking up to certain people and models. And then you veered off from the path God created because you are trying to get a semblance of success. The truth is, if you walk with God, you will not be small. He will lift you and give you visibility. But until then, be faithful where he's found, where he's planted you. Prayer groups, be faithful. Petty prides, campus ministries, be faithful. Don't go around and say, I am it. And let me give you one caution. Do not criticize fathers. I repeat, don't join the narrative and the immaturity in the body. Do not criticize fathers. It does not matter what you see or do not see. At best, pray for them. And then, my final word, love the body of Christ. Don't be the one pointing hands at a pastor, a church, a ministry. They don't have revelation. They don't pray, or they pray too much. They don't fast, or they fast too much. These ones, God does. They don't even have anything. You see a man of God who has served God for many years in your land, and you come and say, I have Greek and Hebrew, especially some of us, the young men that are coming up. Be careful. Do not allow knowledge bring pride. Just because you fasted for 40 days and you read books and you watched videos of Joshua Selman, do not carry that pride and insult your pastor and bully him while he's teaching. You are just laughing and saying, I pity this man. Look at the nonsense he's sharing. No. You must have the humility of heart to receive. When he says, lift up your hands in humility. It is proof that you are growing. When you show faithfulness like that, then you qualify. Jesus excelled on earth because he never called himself Father. Jesus called himself Son. If he called himself Father, the power would not flow to him. He humbled himself to become a son and acknowledge an authority over him. Is this a deliverance for someone now? So that you don't come here with all that pressure. Oh, I'm a man of God. No. Some of you are more conscious of protocol. You see, some of these people who stand by us, and when I'm going out, people just follow, and I must be like that. Adopt the passion, not the ceremony around. It is your love for God and your sincere grace for God. I can tell you this by the God of heaven. And I say it because you are my family and I love you. None of these things you see, these tokens of honor, none of them has sustained the ability to move me. God took me from nothing to what I am today. I still remember what he has done. You look past my sin, my guilt, my shame, and poured your love. You look beyond me, oh. You look beyond me, oh. Hallelujah. Asaba, make sure you grow correctly. Take this message back to your campuses, your non-denominational meetings. Run away from pride. When you see men of God who stand and make it look like we are the only ones God is using, is a lie. Don't make the mistake of Elijah. There are 7,000 others. Just because you do not see them does not mean they are not there. That was the mistake of men like William Branham. That was a mistake of men like Alexander the Way. They were great men. I meant to say Alexander the Way. At that time, they didn't have access to internet to know what God is doing at the other side of the world. There are many great people today in the West who never knew that there was also a move of God in Africa. There are people who never made God's generals, but these were people who had encounters. Nobody could record it. The moment you think you are the only one God is using, that is already an attack. The moment you say, oh, Joshua Selman, you know, people send me text messages and they say, Apostle, you are the only man of God I really believe in this country. You are the rising star. And I say, oh dear, you see what they say. I know he's been sincere, but is that true? That could be such a lie. I would be stupid to believe that kind of lie. I'm only a privileged vessel among the many that God is raising. And I tell you, there are finer brands that are coming out of us. You have not yet seen them on TV. You have not yet seen them. They are more than the Joshua Selmans. They don't have a name yet. Nobody knows them.
they are still hiding and being worked upon, so that where we were limited, they are learning from our own mistakes. Are we learning now? If there is anything I want you to fight in your life this night, is pride. You are a man of God in ministry. Go back and repent. All this blowing of trumpets, all this rubbish, you will grow old and be tired and leave it there. Our fathers did all these things, and today they have all, you will be tired. Let people learn God properly when they look at you. Your humility is also a message, not just your Greek and Hebrew. Are we together now? And Pastor Ike, I encourage you and your dear wife, continue to remain humble. I love them. He's my son, she's my daughter, but I love them. My idea of fatherhood is not usurping on people. It's the privilege of providing a platform for people to be able to excel. And you cannot imagine how proud and happy seeing what God is already doing in their lives. And I can tell you, what looks like a convention today is how your normal meetings will eventually grow to be. A lion does not give birth to a cat. An elephant does not give birth to a rat. The Bible says you give birth after your kind. Stretch your hands towards your pastor and his dear wife. Please pray for them. Their blessed parents are here. I love them. I can tell you they love Jesus with all their hearts. Go ahead and pray. Pray everything you want to pray for yourself. Bless them, oh God. Let them be sound and accurate in word and in doctrine. Bless them. Pray for Chichi. Grace upon her to be a wife, a mother, and a minister, as she remains a model to the women within the land. Pray for Pastor Ike and the in-gathering team. Please pray for them. May God continue to multiply their influence in Asaba. May they continue to serve the purposes of the kingdom with integrity and truth. They may have personal concerns. Pray for them. That in the name of Jesus, God will raise financial pillars. God will raise prayer pillars. That they will remain men and women of impeccable character. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you. You have honored me. May the Lord bless you. I'm going to lay my hands on them, and it's an impartation for a fresh grace. It is not some show when we do these things. No, no, no. It is God's authorized principles of transference. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. They have honored me alongside all who have come here. I have always enjoyed honor and love in the entire Asaba. And let me use the opportunity to tell all the fathers of faith, the veterans of the gospel, I love you and I appreciate the honor that you accord me every time the Lord brings me here. I do not take your love and your generosity for granted. And I pray that God will together keep lifting us as a spiritual family. Ike, in the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May this grace come upon you and turn you into another man. The grace for influence, multiplied presence, access to help us. That fire, in the name of Jesus Christ, that fire, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak and I prophesy. Take that fire right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone who fights you goes down instantly. In the name of Jesus, the horn of glory and honor upon your life, may it continually be multiplied. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the wife. You will keep being a faithful helper, standing by him. In the name of Jesus, their marriage will not fail. Their lives will not fail. We declare their children blessed. Oh, by the way, the children are here, yeah? Are your children here? Where are they? Come, quickly, my dear ones, come. Let's celebrate them. I know our time is gone, but let me just lay my hands quickly on them. Please, let's hurry up with them, quickly. Help them. Can you bless this family? While they are on their way coming, let me prophesy Psalm 112 to them. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commands. The Bible declares that his seed shall be mighty upon earth. It says the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Then it says wealth and riches shall be in his house. And his righteousness endures forever. I want to pray for them. May his favor be upon you in a
Spirit. We pray for these our precious children in the name of Jesus. They are proper children. Therefore, we decree and declare that they grow according to Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. They increase in wisdom, they increase in stature, and they increase in favor before God and men. In the name of Jesus, may the women be like Esther and Deborah. May the men be like David. May they be like Samson. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, the spirit of rebellion is far from them. This family remains a model family even here in Asaba. In Jesus' name, I pray. God bless you. Let's give them a big God bless you. Finally, let me speak over the territory of Asaba. Praise the Lord. Now, Pastor Ike has particularly pleaded with me that I shouldn't round up without speaking against two spirits that seem to be having a toll on the young people in this place. Number one is prostitution, and number two is fraudulent activities. Am I right on that? Can we agree? We are the church, the light of the world. Is that true? There is no reason why a woman should give birth to her daughter and she becomes a prostitute, wasting away a precious destiny. And there is no way the gentlemen, some of them may not want to walk in the dignity of kingdom integrity, and fraud is something that is becoming a global problem. It's almost becoming a sociological pandemic. Young people will not sit down to walk in the dignity of kingdom integrity, the obsession to show that I am making it. In the name of Jesus, we agree as the church of the Lord Jesus. The spirit that found its way to Asaba, making sincere people to become prostitutes and making visionary young men to turn into fraudsters, we banish that spirit right now. We close the gates of Asaba over these twin spirits. We decree and declare that the young men and women in this place are people who are morally excellent in the name of Jesus. We declare that the young men and women in this city become visionary men and women. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of fraud, internet fraud, and all kinds of manipulations over the destinies of men, stealing money from ATMs, and all kinds of demonic things. All those who perpetuate this in this state, we open the spiritual gates of this city and we drive them out of this city. In the name of Jesus. That by the next time the Lord allows us to come here, on coming to Asaba, we will meet young men and women who are rising with the dignity of kingdom integrity. The anointing that you need to rise correctly, may it come upon you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord increase you. In the name of Jesus. And then I pray, may your relationship with the Lord Jesus never fail. I have to say this. A greater prayer fire, greater word fire, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you and thank you so much.